As we do on this show, every hour we change pace. We've now got Shona, and Shona's with the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. Welcome, Shona.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Now, I can't believe we've started the second term already. I was talking to someone in the early interview saying I just can't believe it. However, what did Hillsville Living and Learning Centre do for the little ones during the school holidays?
We had a flow art event on the last Friday of the school holidays. So families, kids, grandparents came along.
Yep.
And the kids made flow art. So flow art is about joining art in ways, and there's certain mediums that you add that create different effects in the paint, and then you sort of move it around. So it's like as hard as actually like drawing a picture.
Yeah, but when you say you move it around,
you literally move the canvas to get the art to flow in different directions and create patterns.
So you put more than just a dob of paint on.
You have a whole cup. And so you pick the colours that are going to join together.
Yep.
And there's a medium in that to help them stay a bit separate. And yep. and I think it must be oil-based so that the colours break through each other as they move on the canvas. It's really fun. And the outcomes were amazing, which you're really happy.
But necessarily go for a scene, do you? It's more just the blending
of
colours.
A couple of kids did. They did some cool beach scenes with different colours.
Yeah.
And another young woman created really great effects just with a monochrome with the white, black, grey. It was really incredible outcomes.
And how young are these young people we're talking?
Primary school up to about 16, I think, was the oldest.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So a
few grandparents bringing the kids along. You know, they had them babysitting over the holidays and that sort of thing. So
that's true. So that was the last Friday.
Yeah, that was on Friday.
That's terrific. So you're opened up now. What can we look forward to in this coming term?
This Friday we've got our first community lunch. We're going to be holding those monthly.
Are you?
So the first one this Friday at 1 o'clock till 2:30. And then the 29th of May, so the last Friday of May, and then the last Friday of June, the 26th.
So who's that lunch open to, Shona?
Anyone that wants to come along.
Yep.
So
do they have to be in need, or can it just be anybody to come along?
No, we're just trying to get people to come and connect and reintroduce themselves to the centre. We've had a lot of work going on down there.
Have you?
So, we're doing a lot of site improvements and rearranging of rooms and a bit of renovating, and we've got a landscaping project that's still in planning. But really excited about re-landscaping.
Will that be done by some of your people or a commercial?
Volunteers.
That's
going to be done by a volunteer group.
When do you hope to start that?
We've already started, I guess. So, cutting back some trees, letting more light into the rooms.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since there's been a sort of a formal structured look at the gardens, I guess.
And I guess during winter, you don't really want too many trees overhanging and keeping the sunlight out, do you?
Well, it increases the work that needs to be done if the gutters need to be cleaned all the time. But also we're mindful that we're next to the place of last resort, so keeping our foliage down is something that we want to consider too. So looking at creating new indigenous planting, and eventually that will also lead into the revegetation of that section of the creek behind us.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
The Wirrup Yalak.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
All right, so that's this Friday or next Friday. This Friday.
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2:30?
Yep.
Do people have to book in?
If you could, then we just for catering numbers, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What sort of number do they ring?
5962.
Hang on, 5962.
5982.
Fantastic. And then it's the last Friday of month.
Yep.
Right through the year or just this term?
Yeah, no, right through the year. We'll continue that right through the year.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah.
What else is coming up, Shona?
We've got all our classes back this week. So our usual women's shed carpentry classes, upcycling, fashion, our Write Your Own Story, which has been running for a number of years. But Judy Martin, who delivers that program, so that program is a five-hour block to just come and work on your writing.
Just the one.
No, every week for 6 weeks.
Oh, 5 hours
each term. Yeah, so people who are writing novels or memoirs and things find it really helpful just to have that time blocked out every week and to have other people that are doing similar things. But it started with an actual course in memoir writing. And for the first time in many years, Judy's going to be delivering that too. And for the first time in a long time, that will be one of our evening courses. We haven't done evening courses for many years.
Oh, haven't you?
But we've got two this term. So one is the Write Your Memoir short course, and that's 7 till 9 on a Thursday. And the other one is evening, and that's online, and it's a digital skills course for people who already know the basics but would just like to update. Obviously, computer programs update all the time and...
I've just got to take a quick break because there are a couple of things there that you brought up that I really want to talk about and go back. But we'll just take this quick break and we'll be back with more.
Just can't deny. Thank you.
I'm talking to Shona from the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. Now, a couple of things that you glossed over there a bit quick, Shona, that I'd like to know a little bit more about.
Sure.
You said the ladies' shed.
Yep.
We all know what a men's shed is. Mm-hmm. The guys turn up and they produce a whole lot of stuff. What are the ladies? First of all, what is a ladies' shed? Who can come? But more importantly, what are the ladies particularly interested in doing at the ladies' shed?
We've got a tutor who's been with us for many, many years. I would say perhaps 15 years, Michael.
Right.
Background in teaching and carpentry as well.
Yep.
So he is our tutor for the women's shed.
Yep.
We run 4 sessions a week. Right. I believe Thursday's quite light on, so depending on numbers, we might drop back to 3, but usually we get the numbers for the 4.
Yep.
And women bring in whatever it is that they're working on. And
well,
some
let me
women
ask you,
have been
what
coming.
What are a lot of women working on?
Yeah, so it might be renovating a piece of furniture for home. It might be making a gift for someone. We had someone make a beautiful arbor for their daughter's wedding.
All right.
Some really incredible things.
Gee.
Yeah.
And obviously, because I know a lot of ladies don't, well, a lot of them live by themselves now, but others don't want to feel as though they want to ask the partner to do it, and and they're very capable of doing it, some of these things.
Yeah.
All right, so what sort of age group comes to the ladies' shed?
18 and over.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that we glossed over a bit quick was the writing of the memoirs.
Yeah.
So what sort of help does a person get on that day, and what sort of things... Have you been to that at all? So what sort
of
thing?
I have not. I have been to other memoir writing classes, but not Judy's actually.
All right. So
but
what sort of things should people be putting in their memoirs?
That would be up to them. So one of the things that you would be doing with Judy is developing a writing plan, structuring your thoughts, deciding what to share and what not to.
Yeah.
That's a really big part of that process.
If you're writing your memoirs, though, is there anything that you shouldn't share?
I guess that's up to you.
Yeah.
The feedback that I've had, not through from Judy, as I said, but in another workshop I did somewhere else, is that it's definitely up to you. And of course, you want to, you know, you don't want to be defaming.
Oh no.
Yeah. But the difference between a biography and a memoir is that with a memoir, you can perhaps change some of the details so that you don't identify other people. As long as it stays true to the story and it did actually happen to you.
Yeah.
So that was my interpretation that they explained.
Whereas a biography should have everything in it, shouldn't it? And
or at least be, factually not as ambiguous perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No, I was just curious. We went over both those, and I know that, you know, quite a few of the ladies were saying that around the place that when the men's shed came out, why can't we join? So this is an opportunity for the ladies to come along just by themselves.
Yeah, and they do great. Yeah, it's just really exciting to see the beautiful pieces that they make, and even it might be just someone joins for a particular purpose. You know, I needed a new bathroom, cabinet. Other women create a whole series of things. So we had one woman who made a letterbox and then decided she'd make a matching wishing well. And, so she ended up in an animal box, or there was a couple of things in her series. And
so
yeah.
The ladies need to bring along their own timber to produce this material?
If they have particular things that they're wanting to do, but we do have a collection of timber that we,
And obviously machinery to do it all too.
We do, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, you've got plenty of other things you want to talk about too.
We do. We are about to start a youth disability program.
Yeah.
So now, that will be...
What does that cover? Because that's a pretty big statement.
It is, and I think it's a pilot to explore what we will cover. So we will have a project worker working with young disabled people and their community, their carers, families.
Yep. Again, age group, Shona?
That will be up to 25.
Yep.
Yeah, youth is up to 25. So And then over June and October, after we've done that initial consultation period, delivering different activities to give us some information about what would work and what young people want to be delivered in our community.
So there's no sort of, you're not necessarily going to, we haven't made up your mind whether it's going to be more with mind things or activities or producing stuff. It's just really up to the group.
Yeah, it'll be consumer led. So they'll help us decide. But we have got a couple of things booked in. So at the end of May, we are going to be running a program. It's a non-for-profit that has coming in, and it's called Discobility.
What's it called?
Discobility.
Discobility.
Yeah. So they run disco and karaoke evenings for people with disabilities who might not feel comfortable doing that, in the broader community.
Yeah.
So we'll be running those at the centre, and really excited to be starting those. Yeah. They're going to be good fun. So currently, I think they're running in Kilsyth. And
so, when are they on, and what times?
That is a good question.
Yep.
Do we have it in the catalogue? I think it's to be confirmed, but I think it's the end of May.
End of May.
End of May.
So before we knock off at 2:55, we'll get you to give all the contact details so people can look up your website and find out when these are on.
Fabulous.
They sound like some terrific ideas coming up.
Yep.
Anything else that you want to talk about before we take another break?
Yeah, there is. So we've got our we've had our Arts and Minds program running. So that was a spin-off from Rivendell. Rivendell's art group, before it closed, decided that they weren't going to fold.
Right.
And created Arts and Minds, and they did art renting halls. If they couldn't find a hall space, they'd go to art galleries, just stayed together as a group ever since then. So that's been over, 10, 12, maybe even 13 years now.
Yep.
Have been with us since just before COVID,
using
our art room at the Living and Learning Centre. And we've had people from that group saying, we'd really like to be doing other forms of art, music, song, songwriting.
So what's the original one, though? You say that...
Painting, drawing, paper craft.
Yep.
A variety, again, whatever anybody would like to do. It's not a lead class. It's a peer-led space where people bring whatever, collage.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of different things. So we are currently working, and before the end of the term we'll have information out about the spin-off from Arts and Minds, which will be performing Arts and Minds. So spoken word, poetry, music, vocals, stand-up comedy, theatrical skits, all that sort of stuff for people.
With the idea of putting together a show towards the end of the year?
No, not really. Potentially, I guess. There's no plans for that. But it's just about people with mental health, a peer group for people with mental health challenges or histories to come together and support each other in a peer-led space and explore some of the things that they have in common and the challenges they face.
One of the things that you just said is stand-up comedy. That'd have to be one of the hardest gigs going around, wouldn't it?
It is, but I've had some chats just recently about a program or a program, I guess, called Comedy on Prescription, and it's a framework and a movement, I guess, about using comedy as a tool for mental health.
And,
So,
I guess, and I don't want to, I shouldn't go down that track because I was going to say I don't want to put down mental health because it's a very, very serious thing, but comedy also can lift a person's spirits too, can't they? Even if it's only momentarily.
Yes, and there's not time to talk about that in any great detail now, but the woman that I've spoken to has been doing a lot of research, as has, all these great organisations that she's doing this work with and through and being trained by, about the neurological impacts of dealing with some really heavy feelings and experiences through comedy and how that rewires the brain neurologically and is part of that recovery process. So really exciting stuff.
Yeah, because apart, and again, I don't want to put it down because mental health is a very, very serious thing, but I know that very often they say the emergency workers get sent into some dark comedy to after having been to the sorts of things they do, suicides and dead bodies and all that, that very often they have to get together and have a bit of a black comedy because they find that that'll help them lift their mental ability as well.
Yeah, that's definitely... That group is one of the cohorts that the Comedy on Prescription has worked with.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there
definitely.
You go. Got to take a quick break. Now, this is another one that I've put in because of Anzac Day. It's called The Little Red Poppy. I haven't heard it, so I'm going to listen to it with you. Talking to Shona from the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. And, of course, I should mention that we're not here to glorify war. I think that it's terrible. I hate even hearing about wars. I'd rather make love than make war, is the old saying. I'm not at all, but I think we still need to honour the Anzacs. And my grandfather was actually one of the original Anzacs on Lane Cove on that... first few days, terrible. I was very lucky he survived. He lived to 91. He died of a heart attack, which is not bad considering they sent him back from the front over there because he had a weak heart. He was able to keep going to 91. So anyway, that's just a little bit about my my background. Shona, we're here to talk about you, not to talk about me. We're here to talk about the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. You've got a winter solstice coming up. I can't believe winter's on its way.
I know, 20th of June. It's come around so quickly. I love the winter. I love the solstice and equinox events. The Labyrinth Group. Again, the Labyrinth Project at Hillsville at the Railway Park there.
Yep.
Is a legacy of Rivendell Mental Health Group. Yep. And there's a long tradition of labyrinths representing mental health journeys.
Right.
And a lot of process work historically around the walk of a labyrinth. So we get together and do a labyrinth walk at each equinox and solstice.
Yep.
And this year that lands on the 20th of June and we'll be meeting at 1 p.m., we do a little bit of a, I guess, just a activity around thanks and reflection for the time of the year and what that means. And
so that must be almost the shortest day, wouldn't it, around the
time? It is the shortest day.
It is the shortest day.
Yeah, the shortest day of the year.
Yep.
It may not be the set day exactly.
Yep. It'll be close to
but we always do it on a set day if we can. Closest to the equinox or the solstice,
So that's on the 20th of June.
That is on the 20th of June.
Do you have a time on that yet?
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yep.
Yeah, on the 20th of June. Now, as I said, about 10 to 3, Shona will give you all the contact details, Facebook, so you can look up the website, anything that you want to do to find out more about the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. I've got to take another break in a couple of minutes. You got something else that you want to just part with us before we go to that break, please?
Yeah, so we've spent this term doing a project called Be Like Banksy for young people, an arts project.
Called what?
Be Like Banksy. Yeah. Banksy is a street artist, world-renowned street artist.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun. We've done that with Paul Sonsi from Sonsi Studios.
Right.
And this Tuesday we'll be in doing an art installation. There's a little, very narrow little alleyway that's already covered in a lot of graffiti, and we'll be making an installation there at the East End. So people can, after Tuesday, people can pop past and see what we've been doing. It is between the legal service and, I'm trying to think what the next shop is, 301.
Maroondah Highway.
Maroondah Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
A little alley there.
So it's when you say you're doing an installation, has it been done somewhere else and you're hanging it there or are you doing it on site?
So it's a common form of street art process or medium, I guess, and it's called a paste-up. So you see them in the city, you know, people go around and do their paste-ups and so you can replicate them or so the kids have been learning how to do that and it means that we can work on the pieces for a while and then bring them in. So we're going to be doing an installation of those at the end of each term for the next year maybe.
So when you say the young people, what age group are we talking about here?
I think the youngest was 14.
Right.
Up to 25.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah.
And they've obviously had, when I say adult supervision, I don't mean looking over their shoulder. I mean more mentoring to tell them what they should do, or is it just all
really wasn't
people?
Needed. And one of the learnings that we have had from that is that actually young people were just really happy. So all of the people involved are not engaged in mainstream school.
Oh, yeah.
Or have left school and still looking for somewhere that they can engage in that sort of art space. So that was really fabulous that we hit our target group. But actually they wanted a place that they could come together with other young people and do art. And so far less controversial than, you know, you might think.
Yep.
The other learning is that we had many conversations with adults who said, well, hang on, I've got stuff I'd like to say like Banksy. Banksy's quite political.
You're right.
And so watch that space because Be Like Banksy 25 plus is something that we're exploring.
All right. So when you did this and it's now getting to the stage where you're going to install it, did the young people or did who started off with a theme? Was there a theme to it, or just did it grow out of what the young people wanted to do?
Yeah, they all had their own thoughts coming into it.
And so how did you meld that all into one thing?
No, I think the kids that put their hands up for this are already doing things. They've got, you know, they brought along their sketchbook.
Oh, yep.
You know, they're already doing things in those spaces. So, or they might have a particular thing that they like to draw over and over in different styles. And
so then somehow that had to be all melded into the one.
Well, I guess it's like if you look at any sort of street art space, people just come and add their thing. There's not really a theme.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. And one of the features of a paste up is that they become layered over time. And so it'll be interesting to see how that develops.
So when you say layered, do you alter the whole thing, or do you mean just put pieces onto it as you go along?
Yeah, so for each different installation we do at the end of each term, we'll paste up more and see where that takes us.
Yeah, I just want to get that. Is it next installation going to be something cover what's already there? That's what I'm trying to get.
It's a big wall, and we're not going to fill it anytime soon, I don't think.
Right.
But nice to add to that, and it's still obviously that space has been claimed by young people already. Just sort of acknowledging that, okay, that's the space that you're already using for art, and so
let's do something with it.
Yeah.
All right, got a quick break. We'll be back with more. I must mention I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. I've got three more interviews lined up, and, of course, I'll be here Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More, and then I'll be back on Sunday night with 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of hits on the Sundays on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
How was I to know? It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand, and you still let me win. And who was I to say that this was meant to be? The road that was broken brought us together. Best in me, the Joker.
And, of course, I should mention at 3 o'clock, straight after 3 o'clock news, Matt Shaw will be here with his retro radio. Anything from the 40s right through to, the 70s, 80s. Always a great show. I always listen to him on the way home. So Matt Shaw will be here and, the 3 o'clock news, and then straight after that he'll be right into it. And straight after 4 o'clock news, he normally does the top 10. I think it's normally 3UZ's top 10 out of the 60s or the 70s. So there's some little gems come up in that. But anyway, we're talking to Shona from Healesville Living and Learning Centre. Shona, you've told the audience about a lot of great stuff you've got on. Now we need to tell them how they can find out more. So how do they find out what all your programs are and what you're up to?
So you can pick up a paper copy of our program from the community link in our office there, at our site down at One Badger Creek Road.
Yep.
Hopefully there's a few more floating around at different places that we've distributed them to. Our phone number is 5962-5982. Again, 5962-5982.
Yep.
Our website is hllc.org.au.
There's no full stops between those. Is it just HLLC?
Oh, I think I said dot. Yeah, HLLC, full stop.
Yep.
Org, full stop, AU.
Yep.
We have an email, reception@hllc.org.au. And you can also find us on Facebook under Healesville Learning Centre.
Not Living and Learning, just...
No, I'm not sure why it was set up like that.
Oh, well, it just makes it a small...
Healesville Learning Centre. Yeah.
Righto. Now, pardon me, we spoke about this right at the very start, so we need to give this another quick plug. You've got your community lunch coming up this Friday between 1 and 2.30.
Yep.
If anybody wants to be involved, there's no cost, is there?
No cost.
And there's no restrictions.
Anybody can turn up. Yep.
They need to ring 5962.
Yep.
5982.
Yep.
That's 5962, 5982, because you do need numbers. You don't want people turning up and you can't feed them.
And the other thing that we're always desperate for numbers for is volunteers. So we've always survived on admin for volunteers and admin is volunteers, our gardening. Yep.
I was just going to ask you then, seeing you mentioned that, what sort of volunteers you're looking for? You can almost use anybody, can you?
We definitely could use anybody. So anyone wanting to be involved in the site upgrades, so painting, anything in that space, the landscaping, so got a lot of gardening going on over
which
the next few
good.
Months.
Yep.
But definitely the admin. The admin is crucial, and the less admin we have to do, the more programs we can deliver is basically how it works.
All right, so let's talk about the admin. So what sort of people are you looking for? Because not everybody can do that. I mean, do you need computer skills to do the admin? Or?
No, but we run computer programs. So, if you wanted to do admin, we could train you up through our computer programs.
Yep.
Some of our computer programs for over 50s are free.
Yep.
And if you have a healthcare card, all our ACFI classes are $50 for the year for all the classes you want to do.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, so if you're on a healthcare card or pensioner concession.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so let's just tease that out a bit. So you're looking for any sort of volunteer?
Yes.
Are you looking for ideas for new programs to run next term? Or?
Always. Probably not next term. It takes a little bit to get these things up and running. But definitely many of the things that we run are delivered from people, come from people who have approached us about delivering things.
Well, because very often, and particularly in retirement, some people have had special skills that they've used during their working life, and when they knock off, they're lost. And
yes.
And very often those people themselves want something to do as well.
That's right. And we have the ACFI classes are by qualified tutors.
Right.
Our other programs that don't qualify for ACFI, like our flow art, so that was a volunteer art teacher who wanted to give back and be involved in
that. That sounds like a terrific idea.
It's fantastic. And we do charge a cost for those activities to cover materials. And but what that also means is that then it funds us to do things like the community lunches.
Yep. I just want to ask you one thing. Just go back a minute. You're talking about the ladies' shed or women's shed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cost involved in that? Because I
same deal. So it's $95 a term if you do not have a concession.
Yeah.
But if you have a concession card, you could do the women's shed, the writing, the digital computers, $50 for the year.
For the year.
Yeah.
But also with that women's shed, like, do they buy the materials from you? If I came along and said, not a lady, but if a lady came along and said,
yep,
I want to build this letterbox or so.
The wood that is in our woodshed is free to take, but if you have particular things that you want to buy, you may need to buy your own materials. Yeah, yeah.
But apart from everything else, you've got all the equipment too to do the job.
We do.
Because that's half the battle.
It is. Yeah. And sometimes we get stuck. The other thing that we're looking for, actually, I might do a yell out here, is an electrician, because sometimes we have things that, you know, need a new plug or a new PowerPoint, and they're not always standard PowerPoint charge, or how they're not compatible.
Yep.
So we're actually looking at the moment to find an electrician who does that.
Well, if an electrician's listening,
not voluntary,
or
that's not voluntary,
or somebody that's prepared to go down and give a couple of hours' work, that's a way to go, isn't it? You can give back the community, well, through the Hills of the Living and Learning Centre, you can give back the community as well.
Fabulous.
Sounds terrific. And also, if you're retired, and I'm talking about men and ladies here, and you're a bit mobile, what a great way to go down and spend a few hours helping them put this garden all together over a period of time. And you probably even meet some new people down there that you don't even know.
Yeah, we're working with Community Garden at Healesville too to see how we can grow as much food that we can then share with the food security program. So trying to really hit, you know, do as many things as possible.
Talking to Ethne down there, are you?
Ethne's with the U3A now as the president.
Yeah, but she's also in the garden as well.
Leah is the new president.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Her name is Leah, and so, you know, hang out there a bit. You might get to meet Leah too.
Yeah, sounds good. But apart from there's, and I keep stressing on this show so much about community connections that you can't have enough. I mean, it's... As we get older in particular, and when you're no longer working, you don't realise what reaction with other people you do have at work, because, you know, you go and get a coffee and you talk to someone, and all of a sudden when you've retired, there's not always someone to talk to, and particularly if one of the partners dies, it'd be a great opportunity. You get some free labour and they get to meet some new people and have a great time. And the bonus is they could get fit as well.
They could get fit. They could learn lots of stuff.
Yep.
And just have a really good time. We always have a really good time down there, all the stuff that we're doing.
Righto. We've got to go. The 3 o'clock news is knocking on the door. And then, as I said, Matt Shaw will be with Retro. If you want to go to the community lunch, 5962 5982. If not, look up the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. Google them, do whatever you like, and I'm sure you'll find something in their program that you would like to do. Shane, it's been great having you along again today.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Not a problem. We'll get you back at the start of each term so that we can find out a bit about what's going on down there. And if you've got an idea that for something that you think you'd like to be involved in, have a look on the website. You can't do better than that. Time for me to go. As I say, Matt will be here. I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3 and Sunday between 12 and 3 and 6 and 8. Take care on the roads, and I shall talk to you next Wednesday.